Welcome back to Songbook, everyone. My name is Alessandro, and this is the songwriting podcast where we go in depth into the songwriting process of every one of my songs. Today we have a pretty cool upbeat song called Sally is a Ghost, and I'm going to play you it live first before we talk about it. This takes me back, but not in the way I want it. This takes me back, but not in the way I thought it could be. In all these pains I played to erase, come back like Sally is a ghost. Oh, this takes me back, but not in the way you told me. You told me, but I don't want another ghost. Tell me what's wrong with this picture of the life I've been living till summer, where we all know Sally's a ghost, and she wants to tell me something about the hole in my heart. Even a grain of salt can make it feel like the meal was missing something from the start. Well, if this takes me back, I wonder. Been trying to tell me something all along. Holding the cup won't make it fill with water. No, holding the cup will probably make the thirst your gain. In all these steps in the wrong direction, I bet Sally would have known. Oh, holding the cup, it won't make you any wiser. No, well, I don't need the water from the well anyway. It's been raining far too long in this hell I call winter. Well, we all know Sally's a ghost, and she wants to tell me something about the hole in my heart. Even a grain of salt can make it feel like the meal was missing something from the start. Well, if this takes me back, I wonder. Oh, if this takes me back, I wonder. Oh, if this takes me back, then maybe she's been trying to tell me something all along. Myself clear, this is not a deep fear. I am not in denial, just a man with no style and a heart that is worn out of sleep. Oh, so tell me something new. Tell me something about that hole in my heart. Even a grain of salt can make it feel like the meal was missing something from the start. Well, if this takes me back, I wonder. Oh, if this takes me back, I wonder. Oh, if this takes me back, then maybe she's been trying to tell me something all along. All along. Have I made myself clear? This is not a deep fear. I am not in denial, just a man with no style and a heart that is worn out its sleeve. A heart at sleep. Got a little hairy towards the end there, but that is Sally is a Ghost. I like that song. I really like that song. I genuinely think that's one of my, like, favorites of mine. I don't know if it's one of my best, but I've always liked that song of mine. But there's a lot more to the song than meets the eye. Okay. Oh, I don't even know where to start with this song. And I don't even know how much to tell you. Okay.
So I was back in France now. This is after I had gone to KL, to France, back to England for Christmas, to Germany for New Year's, and then I went down to France to spend 2 weeks with my mother and her partner. Now, while I was there, we were all like talking about the songs that I was going to do, and I was about to go back to KL to record my EP. And we were talking about like finalizing the EP, and I was playing these songs for them every single day. And I'd written the song while I was there, and I remember playing this for them. Okay, so that's the environment that I was in. So I was like playing songs all the time and writing songs during this time, a lot of them. I don't even know where to start. Okay, you know what? Let's just continue with that long line. So I remember playing the song for them, and I was bopping up and down to the song. Like I genuinely, I just hear this. I really like that bit, and you know, oh no, Sally's a ghost, and she wants to tell me something about the hole in my heart, you know, like something like that. I could just feel like it's real, like you could almost even, I don't know, I just really like the, I really like the melody line of the song, and I remember singing it around everywhere, and then I played it for my mother and her partner, and they just looked at me, and they were like, it's not one of your best, next, you know, let's skip that one. And I felt so deflated from this because I was like, I really like this song. Like, I don't get it. Like, I genuinely think it's a good song. What's going on? Anyway, so since then, I've actually stopped playing it as much. And it's not until I played it for my my girlfriend pretty recently. And she just loved it. She kept requesting it every time I was playing. And I was like, okay. And I was like, why do you like it? And she's like, it just makes me want to dance. I was like, ah, okay. So for some people, this song's going to make them want to dance. And for me and my girlfriend at the moment, it is. So yeah, I was just like, okay, my mood is back restored within the song because I think it's a really good song. So yeah, it's back into my top 15, so to speak, or top 20. So, which is good. I think that's a really good space to be in. But anyway, let's get to what the song is about, not just whether I like it or not and who likes this song or not. Gosh, I don't know where to start. Okay. You know, I wore this top today saying, do you, because I was wondering how much to share within this podcast. And you know, this is me. This is part of who I am. And I feel like it's time to, not time to, but just, you know, it's the song warrants this kind of sharing. So I'll do it. Basically, my mother is a medium. And you can even book readings with her and she'll help you talk to your deceased loved ones. And this is the sort of household that I grew up in, and it's something that has been in my family for quite a long time. And it's just something that I've always sort of believed in, but more than that, I've always also sort of seen myself. And, you know, I remember when I was like under 10 years old and seeing my nonno, my passed away grandfather around the house, and you know, talking to my parents about how, you know, I'm seeing my dead grandfather, and my mother wasn't surprised, but my dad was like, what on earth is going on, kind of thing. And anyway, so this is the backdrop of this song. Basically, yeah, mediumship. And I remember when I was in England, maybe a month before this song, I had this weird experience where I was up in the middle of the night and there was a ghost trying to show me the way that it had died. And I knew it wasn't anyone that I knew because it was showing me suicide. It was showing me just weird, weird things, this ghost. And I woke up and I had to like write the song because this ghost wanted me to tell its story to a partner who might still be living. And I remember, like, I think I could even find the words, but I never ended up writing this person's song because it was just like, I'm aching for you. We were ghosts before our time. I really want to, like, I want to meet you. I want to see you. Like, where are you? Like, I love you. And this is all the stuff that he wanted me to write. And I realized that a lot of my creativity comes from inspiration or muse, and a lot of that sometimes is actually just could be a ghost, something like that. And that's genuinely, because a lot of the songs I don't actually write for myself. I just wake up with them in the morning and it goes, okay, that's what I'm going to write about today. And it just comes through and within 10 minutes. So yeah, it's a side that I don't necessarily talk about a lot, but I you know, it's me, and I'm unapologetic about it. I just think it's something that's part of me, and it has been for the longest time, and I'm nervous to even talk about it. But Yeah, so anyway, I was in France, and I've always felt that there is this energy in my mother's partner's house, which just, it's a girl, a young girl, and she traipses around the house, and she, like, wreaks havoc on new people, and not on a, she's just mischievous, right? And I think with me as a younger energy in the house, she had come to me quite a few times during the night. Like, I would literally hear her clapping upstairs, and I'd go upstairs, there's nothing there, and it's just, it's a, like, you know, it gets a little bit creepy sometimes. And anyway, I was up in the middle of the night, the specific night, and I could feel that her name was potentially something like Sally, or Sally was something that she really liked, and she was literally giving me the words of the song. We all know Sally's a ghost, and she wants to tell me something about the hole in my heart. Even a grain of salt can make you feel like the meal was missing something from the start. Oh, if this gift takes me back, I wonder. And this chorus came out of nowhere, and that had definitely come from this ghost. And I felt like this song had just, you know, come to me, and I needed to write it. And the weird thing is, the song didn't start off like that. In actual fact, it started off with the first verse was, "This takes me back, but not in the way I wanted." And it was going to be a very different type of song. Basically, I remember sitting in the lounge room, and my mother and her partner had started fighting. And it wasn't a bad fight, but it did take me back to my mother's ex-husband, who wasn't my father, this other man, and basically they used to fight a lot, and it was just me, my mother, and this man in this house, and it was not a good feeling, and in that moment, I was just hoping that my mother hadn't gotten herself into a situation where she wasn't happy again, especially because they were arguing with each other that day, and they were not happy with each other, and I started writing. I was like, "This takes me back, but not in the way I wanted." You know, "This takes me back, but not in the way I thought it could be. And all these pains are paid to erase, come back." That's all I had. And then, "Like Sally is a ghost." I don't know why those words came. It just did. "And this takes me back, but not in the way you told me. But I don't want another ghost to tell me what's wrong with this picture of the life I've been living till summer." Yeah. So I 100% can't even tell you 100% what the song's about. But, you know, it's a little bit about not wanting to... What did I write? This started when I heard my mother and her partner argue. It took me back to in a time it was just me, mom, and her ex-husband. And then Sally came in. I don't know what it's about. The words just came to me, and I genuinely can't tell you what it's about. And I think it's interesting when some songs for me are quite meticulous with my writing. Like, some songs I'll go through, and yes, they come through really quickly, but I'll know that I wrote the words, you know, and I specifically was looking for words to fit in, and it happened that way. This, it just came, and sometimes you just can't argue with songs like that. You just allow them to come, and that's just it. So I feel like that's where we're sitting with the song. At a point where, you know, that's it. It's just a song about not necessarily anything. And I think it's cool because from now on, I'm going to play the song more. The one thing about the song which is a bit difficult is that it's quite high in my register. "We all know Sally's a ghost, and she wants to tell me something about the hole in my heart." It's very high, you know, and I've just got to warm up properly before I sing it, and not sing it too much to hurt my voice, I guess, and maybe I'll bring it down. But the problem with bringing the song down a key or two is this. It goes, "This takes me back, but not in the way I want it." It's quite low, right? This takes me back, but not in the way I want it. I could take it down. That's a semitone. This takes me back, but not in the way I want it. So that's the first tone down. So if that was in D. This takes me back, but not in the way I thought it could be. So I could do that, but it just feels so low. And all these pains I paid to erase come back like Sally is a ghost. I don't want another ghost to tell me what's wrong with this picture of a life I've been living for summer. Well, we all know Sally's a ghost, and she wants to tell me something about the hole in my heart. See, even that's still high. So it's just a very high key. So I'll have to work out what do I do with that later on, if I am going to record the song or anything like that. But yeah. The chords are really cool. It's almost Beatles-like, because there's this... I'm playing E, and I've had to actually find a new way to play this chord. Like, I don't actually... I'm not playing... Normally when I play E, you know, you've got... I don't know if you can see maybe on the video on YouTube. You hold your hand in a certain position when you're playing E. But because I'm playing this song and I'm actually changing the positioning of E, I actually, change the way I play the actual chord, and I lift... I don't even know how to explain this. Regardless, it is an interesting chord that I'm using here, or a chord structure, which almost feels like a little Beatles song, you know? And I don't think I've heard that before, and it just came to me again, and so I continued with that. And otherwise, the chords are quite simple. It's pretty much just E, A, and B. But the pre-chorus is where it gets interesting. I don't want another ghost F sharp to tell me what's wrong. That's G sharp with this picture to A. I've been B for summer. Where we all Silas ghost. Oh, I get carried away with the song. I really get carried away with the song. Yeah. So anyway, I hope that this song is something that like you can bop to or dance to. You know, and I feel like it's a really good song for that. And yeah, it feels good for that reason. Alone. Anyway, the demo of this song is now up on SoundCloud. Do have a listen to it. I don't know whether I'm going to make this into a studio song later down the line, but we'll see. And it is added to my top 20 songs, so it's in my rotation of playing live, and yeah, that's what I'm going to continue to do. Otherwise, have a listen to the demo. If you want to support, the best way to do that is to like, share, subscribe, or whatever is the main method of getting this out or showing your appreciation on the platform that you're on. So whether that's Spotify, YouTube, or whatever SoundCloud, platform you're listening to this on, do like, subscribe, comment, let me know what you think. That's the way to support, and it's the way to get this out further. And it also helps me know that I'm going in the right direction with all of this. But otherwise, thank you so much for listening today. And I hope you have a great day wherever you are. Stick around, the demo is playing right now, and you can also check it out on SoundCloud. All right, take care, and I will talk to you next time. This takes me back, but not in the way I want it. This takes me back, but not in the way I thought it could be. In all these pains I paid to erase come back like Sally is a ghost. This takes me back, but not in the way it's told me. It's told me. But I don't want another ghost to tell me what's wrong with this picture of a life I've been living till summer. Where we all know Sally's a ghost, and she wants to tell you something about the hole in your heart. Even a grain of salt can make you feel like the meal was missing something from the start. Well, if this takes me back, I wonder, oh, if this takes me back, then maybe she's been trying to tell me something all along. All along. Holding a cup won't make it fill with water. cup will probably make the thirst your gain. In all these steps in the wrong direction, I bet Sally would have known. So holding the cup, it won't make me any wiser. Well, I don't need the water from the well anyway. It's been raining far too long in this hell I call winter. Well, we all know Sally's a ghost, and she wants to tell you something about the holy heart. Even a grain of salt can make you feel like the meal was missing something from the start. Well, if this takes me back, I wonder. Trying to tell me something all along. Maybe I should listen in this time. Oh.